Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning it.
That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Wachter is our guest, and he is managing director and partner at Delafield Hembrick, which is an outstanding financial company in Seattle, Washington. He's the co-author of Conquering the Seven Summits of Sales, From Everest to Every Business, Achieving Peak Performance with his co-author, Susan Ursler, who also, the two of them, not necessarily always together, have climbed all of the seven highest peaks in the world, and the one the highest on each of the seven continents. And then they wrote this book and connected their sales experience and what they learned from in sales and in climbing. You learn one thing about sales, John. Thanks again, by the way, for being here. Congrats on the book. One thing you learn in sales, and I'm assuming at the high level of climbing that you guys did, including Everest, by the way, they summited Everest, you learn a lot about yourself. Because when you're in sales, you get to keep your own company a good bit. Especially professional B2B sales. You come out of a call, you just got beat up pretty bad, and you're sitting in your car. Just thinking about all that, you get to spend some alone time, don't you?
Yeah, you're making me laugh because you bring back a lot of great memories. You certainly do. As a salesperson, you're running your own company, whether you're on a monthly, quarterly, or annual quota. I remember asking a sales manager once when I was a young salesperson if I could take vacation, and he said to me, "I don't know, can you?"
That's right. Yeah, I used to tell people that when you're in sales, or if you're a small business owner, if you take a nap, you're unemployed.
That's right. That's right. You can't fool anybody. You're either going to get it done or you're not. And the same goes for the mountains. It's one step after the other, and there's a summit, and it's a round trip, and there's no faking it.
Commission selling, especially commission selling, where you eat what you kill. I mean, that's intense, and it's not for everybody, is it?
No, it's not, and it's the basis of business. If we in business don't get a customer to say yes, we won't be in business. And so, it really is the essence of trying to be successful.
In your book, though, you do talk as much as you and I were just talking about how it's how it can be a very introspective type of a world in sales. You also talk about building a team. You call it building your Sherpa team. Talk to us about being in sales and having a team.
Well, yeah, and it goes part and parcel with build a team, build your Sherpa team, and don't be the lone wolf, conversely. And what really building a team means, and it is going a bit back to basics, but we talk about an internal rope team and an external rope team, building that team internally of all the resources that are going to be required to properly serve the customer. It's not just about making the sale. It's about making the customer happy, and that's going to take a delivery team, a support team. So you build your internal team to execute, and then an external team. In the world now of social media and all technology tools that we have out there, we have to remember to utilize those tools, but also in person build those external teams, networking, getting leads, those types of things that will help us understand our customers' needs, and that includes understanding our competitors, our customers' industries, becoming that what we call a trusted guide, an educator to our customers on what's going on out there. And so we can't do that alone. We just can't
do
it. So we got to build our team, and we can't climb alone either. So it is analogous there as well.
Well said. That's very true. So another thing I want to get you to talk about before we wrap up here, John, is customers.
Yeah.
And the mountains haven't changed much over the last you know, million years or so. But customers, the environment, the landscape, the marketplace, it's a little different than it was when you and I were at Xerox decades ago. How are you finding it? What are you telling? What are you telling? If you were trying to help maybe somebody who's been around a while, you know, they trained like you and I did back in the day, but they're having some issues, you know, being successful in the 21st century. What are you telling them right now?
Yeah, I think the main thing, and I'm going to learn more about it when I read your new book. But I think the main thing is that customers have far more information at their disposal today.
Yeah.
They're more educated as to what they think they need and what they actually do need. And so there's a problem out there that is kind of percolating, and that is the customer set can start to make the salesperson look more like an order taker, because they're going to go around and say, I know everything because I have so much information at my disposal. What do you have? Get back into that widget type of scenario, right, where it's like, what's your price? You know, when can you deliver? That type of thing. Well, we can't let that happen. And that's where we really have to become that trusted advisor. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get combative, I think. You don't want to get combative with the customer, whereas you're saying, hey, I have more information than you, because you don't. Or I know more about it than you do, because you don't. What you want to do is you got to get collaborative.
That's right. And also, you've got to make sure customers see you not as their salesperson, but as their partner.
Their trust advisor.
That's exactly right. Hey, John, give us a website, please, for the book.
Yes, you can go on to the 7summitsinstitute.com.
All right, 7summitsinstitute.com. Conquering the 7 Summits for Sales is the book. Thanks, John. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.